Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my longtime friend Ryan Kyle with us. Ryan's a business consultant. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin. Appreciate it.
So, Brian, why don't we start at the beginning? Just give us a little bit of an overview about what you do, my friend.
Oh, geez, Kevin. There's a lot of stuff. Sometimes I don't even know when I wake up in a day what I'm actually going to do. But let's start with today. We do business consulting for small business owners. And I think the best way to describe it is, you know, we've all heard of that kind of saying that you don't know what you don't know. And I kind of add another layer to that. I like to help people understand what they don't know, but at the same time, I help small business owners understand the things that people might not want them to necessarily know. And if you think about that, they're dealing with government agencies and taxing authorities and all these types of agencies and things to deal with. If we've been around so long and dealt with so many different types of issues, good and bad, that we're just an advocate and an advisor to small business owners to get through multiple issues.
Ryan, we were just talking before the show. You said something that made me chuckle because it's so true. Right now, entrepreneurship is so sexy. You know, you look at Instagram and, you know, there's a 18-year-old kid sitting on a Lamborghini. Everybody thinks it's just so easy. You know, all you have to do is come up with an idea and make millions. Really that simple,
yeah.
Right? Don't you say, is that what you teach people? Chuckle.
Yeah, it's totally that simple. I've been at it for 24 years now, and it gets easier every single day of those 24 years. I think the reality is that people want it out. They want it to be easy, and they love this word entrepreneurship and hustle and grind and everything that actually represents. You know, what really is important to understand that if you're gonna go in business for yourself, whether it's entrepreneurship or starting a business or buying a business or whatever, I think people just need to be realistic, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I totally willing to give up every bit of freedom I've ever had and do this thing? Because that's really what you're asking yourself and what you're going to be asked to do, because you're going to have people pawing at you constantly, whether they need you or whether they need something. And you have to ask yourself, do I want to sacrifice my time, my time after 5 p.m., my time before 8 a.m., and sacrifice my weekends to go after what I'm looking at, the mission that I'm on? And if you're not willing to do that day in and day out, then just don't even use the word entrepreneur. Just get used to that word employee. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. But like I said, it is not for everyone. So let's talk a little bit about some of the services you offer for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, let's do it. So, I think at its core, there's really three different things that I'm doing right now and I'm focusing on. And, of course, there's lots of different offshoots from there. But first and foremost, for business owners, I'm working with business owners who are trying to increase revenues, right, and trying to figure out, how do I get more revenues through the door? How do I clear the sales pipeline? How do I get my people or myself to sell more business, right? And that comes down to processes and protocol. Do you actually have a sales system? Do you know how you're approaching every single sales or estimate that you're going to? And if you don't, you need someone to help you kind of clarify that, because you might not be sure what you're doing yourself, right? Secondly, I'm a small business advisor. And when I say small business, we'll advise businesses up to $10 million of annual revenue, which by classification is small business in this country. And typically it's a blue collar industry and trades, a lot of contractors and work for a lot of tattoo artists and people that are just trying to figure out, hey, I'm doing what I love every single day. I'm making money. I'm not making money. I don't know anything about taxes. Right. I just need someone to help guide me. Those are my favorite types of clients to work for, because we just make such an impact in their lives. And not only teach them how to run their business and take care of their financials, but we're showing them how to buy their first home, what the mortgage process looks like, or if they need vehicles or all these types of things, getting their kids into college. We're helping them with all these things that, we're just not equipped to know at this point of the game for the most part. And the third person is really someone who's just saying, hey, I'm not satisfied with my current list of advisors, whether it's in financial services or taxes. Having been in the financial game for a long time now, we know how to navigate it really well and to navigate the system that aren't necessarily stacked in a small business owner's favor. and understanding a person's situation, we can get them to the right people for their taxes, for their insurance, and make sure that, you know, those advisors are working for them correctly and not just taking their premium payments every month.
I like that, Ryan, because I, as an entrepreneur, sometimes it's really hard to analyze our own business. You know, we got the yeah, but type of thing. So to bring in someone like yourself, you know, to take a look at the business and to find ways that we could be increasing revenue, because often we have our own vision, you know, that's what we're going to do. And then someone throws an idea at you and you're like, well, Brian, where were you 5 years ago? And that's an amazing idea. I never would have thought of that. But I see it all the time, you know, because, you know, sometimes you're trying to play it safe or like, geez, I don't know if I have time to do that. And we spend so much time on things that don't make us money. You know, we have that conversation all the time. How do you make money? That's what you should be doing. Everything else, we should be looking to outsource.
Yep.
Find someone to do it for us. So
exactly.
Do you see those same type of issues?
Well, I'll tell you what. The successful people figure that out pretty quickly, right? I mean, in generally speaking, what I see with business owners is a lot of the business owners are really talented in their craft, whether it be woodworking or tattooing or construction or whatever it could be, right? A dentist, the best dentist in the world can't make a dime unless he's got people in his chair, right? So when we look at that, you need to understand something, that people aren't really good managers, you know, at birth. They have to figure it out if they have to work really hard at it. But what I do find is most people are really passionate about what they want to do, and they're good at making money at it. So why should they start to, like, really focus any of their time on stuff that they're just naturally not going to be good at, like managing their accounting or managing their people? They shouldn't. They should focus on what they're really good at. So to the extent that they can outsource, I mean, that's really what an employee is. It's leveraging someone else's time to outsource, right, work to that person. Or in general, as an entrepreneur and small business owner, there's so many resources available now that you can just outsource to the bookkeepers, accountants, laborers on a daily basis, subcontractors. I mean, in 2019, the business world is a lot different than it was 20 years ago. And entrepreneurs should really be looking at that stuff and getting good advisors around them and on how to consult them, how to do things and streamline it, avoid the mistakes that we all made, you know, 20 years ago, and start to make some money.
Yep, makes perfect sense. So, Ryan, if you could offer one piece of advice to my students leaving school, going on to a workforce, maybe starting their own business, what would it be?
Oh, geez. I only get one piece of advice?
Yeah, because it's only a 15-minute segment.
Yeah, so here's what I would do. Get comfortable looking at the mirror and judging yourself. Because if you can't judge yourself honestly and judge yourself harshly, you're never going to make it in the real business world anyway. I mean, the business world is so full of so many challenging things that you have to do day to day, cash flow problems and management problems and, you know, people trying to, you know, pick your pockets for tax dollars and fines and registrations and licenses. I mean, you really have to look yourself in the mirror and say, am I willing to do this every day? And when the days get tough, you have to look in that mirror and you have to have the conviction to say, I know the road I'm on is the right road. And regardless if it's harder more days than it's easy, you have to have that conviction in what you're doing. You have to believe what you're doing is the right thing. And you can really got to be tied. You know, the foofy side of business is understanding your mission and values. A lot of people think it that way, but if you're not really tied to that and understand that's why you get out of bed every day and go work so hard, you really got to ask yourself what the heck you're doing in business in the first place. So people getting out there now and talking about entrepreneurship, you know, get real with yourself, look in the mirror, connect yourself to what you want to actually accomplish every day in your life, and just come correct on it and make sure that you're doing those things daily that are going to get you where you want to be.
So I just can't buy a Hustle and Grind t-shirt?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, I love the guy who invented those because he's probably making $1 million, right? And he's probably hustling and grinding to get there. But, you know, it's let's spend less time, you know, liking motivational memes on Instagram and Facebook and more time working. Now, certainly there's a lot to be said about social media, and I use it a lot for my business when I need to drum up business, and it works very well. But let's get better and good at our business and stop pretending we're all gurus at something, because a guru indicates that you're an expert at what you're doing. And chances are, especially if you're under the age of like 90, you're not really a guru in anything because you haven't stopped learning. So be real with that. right? And just work and just work and actually don't say the word grind, just do the grind and get up every day, put one foot in front of another. If you can't work 12-hour days for 5 to 10 consecutive days in a row, don't own a business. Just don't do it.
It's true, though. It's so true. So now, how have you grown your business, and how do you plan on keep growing it, Ryan?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's a process, man. It's up and down and up and down. And I'll tell you one thing that's been critical to my growth and the clientele that I have that I consult and advise to now is I've been very transparent about my failures just as much as my successes. And I use them as learning lessons or teaching lessons, if you will, to say, hey, listen, this is how I did this, and this is how I fell on my face that time, and here's what not to do. Now, and I'm a guy who loves to touch a hot stove over and over and over just to see how you know, how it actually works. I try and get my clients not to do that and teach them through my lessons, but I just think it's important that we understand that this is a process. And you got to get on this road, and you're going to be on this road for a while. There's a reason why you got to work 30, 40 years, you know, before you can even think about retiring, because it's a process. It's a long road, and it's a lot of work, you know, and to the extent that you can hopefully balance your personal life and family life with it, it's a valuable road, and it's a worthwhile road to be on if you can keep it all together.
So I am going to ask you about that. How do you find the balance between work and life? Because that's something we all struggle with.
Big time, right? I mean, you know, I'd be lying if I said I always had a work-life balance. I mean, you know, I've definitely been out of balance in terms of work-life more than I've been in balance. Now that I have little kids, you know, they're 6 and just about to be 10, that was kind of a situation where it forced me to get that balance, where I understand there's certain days I can work late, there's certain days I can't. You know, growing up in a strong family, you just got to ask yourself, you know, where are my values here? And as much as I want to teach my kids about hard work, I don't want to be missing their stuff because I'm at work, right? So as a business owner, yeah, we've got the luxury of choosing which 100 hours we want to work each week. And my personal 100 hours that I work each week, it revolves around my kids' schedule. So I take my kids' schedule and I put that in my calendar. Then I work around that. You know, after this call tonight, I'm going to have a couple more meetings because I don't have my kids tonight. And I'm going to work, you know, 15, 18-hour days to get everything in, so I don't have to worry about that when I have them. So, but the big thing is balance is going to mean something different to everyone. If you can go out and run your business and do it 8 hours a day and work really hard in those 8 hours and keep it all together, honestly, good for you, man. I want everyone to win. I haven't been able to do that yet. There are days where I can, you know, not work at all or get out early. But, you know, just, again, look at yourself in the mirror and say, what do I want for my business? What do I want for my clients? What do I want for my balance? And if you can achieve that,
amen,
don't worry about what anyone else thinks, man. Just stay on your path and do your thing. And if it makes you happy and you're making the money you want to make and you have the family time you want to have, then you do that. You don't worry about the person who's you know, advertising how much they're working 15 hours a day. I mean, I do it because I have to do it, you know, and I want to do it. But it's not for everyone, and I get that.
Amen to that. So what do you think makes you and your business unique from other consultants out there then, Ryan?
You know, so I ask my clients that. So I make sure I'm staying in tune with them and their needs when I meet with them. And the biggest, I think the most common response I get is two things. One, I make myself available, meaning that I take calls on weekends. I take calls at nights. I respond. You know, I don't if I'm working with a tax client or consulting client, I'm not pushing them off until it's business hours to answer their question, because I've always felt that if they understood that I was going to make time for them, if they were stressed about something that I could take a 2-minute phone call to calm them down about or answer a question and relieve their anxiety, that demonstrates to them that I care, that I'm going to take that time. So that's what my clients have told me. They just said, you make yourself available and you care. You care about what we have going on, and you help us figure out situations that we wouldn't be able to figure out on our own. And I will say it, it's tough when you're growing a business like mine and to make yourself available to everyone. There's a lot of time where you're doing work stuff when you don't really want to be doing work stuff, but you made a commitment to people and you got to keep it. And that's how you keep your business strong and keep your clients loyal.
Nice. So, Ryan, got about 30 seconds left. What's your contact information? How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Yeah, well, you know, everyone still thinks I'm crazy that I give everyone my cell phone. It's always out there. You can call or text me, right, at 603-475-6000. 7383. That's the best way to get a hold of me. You can actually hit me up on Instagram also at one and only Rhino. That's the number one and only Rhino on Instagram. Or you can email me at any time, rcarr@easternfinancialnetwork.com.
Ryan, I really appreciate you taking time out there to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
All right. Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thanks, man.
Thanks, bud. Bye now.
All right.